الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، سيدنا وحبيبنا ومطاعنا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال تعالى بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون، نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة، ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون، نزلا من غفور رحيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: قل آمنت بالله ثم استقم. Allah has blessed us. We now, in this month, Shawwal, we just experienced such an amazing Ramadan. Ramadan is so special. Ramadan is so beneficial. There's a Sahabi. The hadith is in Musnad al-Imam Ahmad and Sunan ibn Majah. The Sahabi narrating this incident is one of the Ashara Mubashara, Talha radiallahu anhu. Hazrat Talha says, I saw a dream. Two people I knew, one passed away as a shaheed, the other lived a longer period, a year or so more. But then Allah shows me Judgment Day. And I see the spectacle on Judgment Day. But what caught my eye was the one who passed away later entered Jannah first. But this intrigued my curiosity, that how come the other individual was a martyr? What was so special about him? He could have made ibadah. So I went to the beloved of Allah. I posed this question. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, didn't he fast 1 year Ramadan more? Didn't he make thousands of salah more? From this hadith we learn, every salah, every Ramadan, every fast, every deed is crucial. Every deed is crucial. The more ibadah he did, got him access into paradise, all with Allah's grace and mercy first. But that's the lesson. Allah gave us Ramadan, not just as a once-off, to stay, to enjoy Ramadan, and then go back to where we were. So today's message is, if we were analyzed from 0 to 10, before Ramadan, maybe we were at a 5. And each one has to do his own analysis. And Allah gave us Ramadan. Maybe we reached 8, 9 out of 10. And inshallah, 10 out of 10, but 8, 9. Once Ramadan has ended, let's look into our life. Because Ibn Rajab Hanbali rahimah, and our ulama would say that the one who Allah gives Ramadan to and he makes Allah happy, but his intention is after Ramadan, I'm going back, that's a sign that it wasn't accepted. And ulama write the same thing about Hajj. But look at Allah's mercy. We just completed Ramadan. Now we look forward to another special occasion. Because a believer is not only seasonal. We take motivation by amazing occasions like Ramadan and Hajj and our entire life. But it's not just to do on those occasions, but to remain in Allah's pleasure forever and ever. That's why I want you to see this chapter. Today, people are checking everything. People want to see everything. And sadly, people are Googling everything. Because we think that's going to guide us. Actually, we have to be careful. That's why we need ta'alluq with ulama. And whenever something confuses us, ask. Like we have a doctor friend, we have a contact in different fraternities, an engineer. That's why we should be close to our ulama, because we need to ask anything that confuses us. Because we're living in a time where the signs of Qiyamah are so much glaring us in the face. So many things Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, we're seeing right in front of us. One of the things that is seen outright, imagine the beloved of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, youth would start having a rage about them. وَيَكُونَ الْوُلْدُ غَيْظًا. But if we hear from our fathers and grandfathers, how respectful were the children to their parents, and what we see today, yes, it is very important to have that good relationship with our children. But having this fit of rage, and then we see the gadget in front of our children, that creates a sense of gratification and deserving, and the desire to want things done instantly. That it has to happen now. I want it now. The ayat of the Quran says, on judgment day, Jannah will be brought close. وَإِذَا الْجَنَّةُ أُزْلِفَتْ وَإِذَا الْجَحِيمُ سُعِرَتْ. What it means is, on judgment day, the animal will be brought, the one that harmed the other. Justice would take place, and then the animals would come to an end. Jannah would be brought closer. Books of deeds will be presented. The skies would be wrenched and removed. The sun and the moon would be collapsed and fallen. But one of the meanings of this is, before judgment day, this is an indication from the verse. Before judgment day, there will be samples of paradise in the world. People want things done now. That's in Jannah. You want it and it's done. But before judgment day, you just press a button, it's sorted. You just order. You don't have to go anywhere. You don't even have to stand in the queue. It just comes. But then what happens is, when it doesn't happen the way we want, we start getting frustrated. Then we don't think and we speak and we utter. That's why we have to be careful. We have to worry for our children. So Allah gave us Ramadan, chapter 41. Read the translation of this verse. If anything confuses us, ask our ulama. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ. Indeed, those that proclaim outright that my Rabb is Allah, my Rabb is Allah. This is a training throughout our life. رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ. Every salah, رَبُّ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. الحمد لله رب العالمين اقرأ باسم ربك. We go into ruku'. سبحان ربي. My Allah, my Rabb. Everyone says, my shop, my car, my this, my that, my phone, my business. Allah is teaching us in every salah. Allah is mine, my Rabb. My Allah does everything for me. سبحان ربي العظيم. My Rabb, that ya is connecting to Allah, that affinity to Allah, that special relationship with Allah. Allah is mine, my Rabb, Rabbi. My Allah is the greatest. Al-Azim, my Allah is the greatest. We go into sajda. Subhana Rabbi Al-A'la. I am nothing. My Allah is everything. How beautiful. Every day, this is a programming. So the ayah, chapter 41, verses 29 onward, is teaching us. Those that proclaim that Allah is my Rabb, ثم استقاموا, and they remain on this firm belief forever and ever. ثم استقاموا, till they die. At the time of death, the angels descend. Don't fear. You're going to the afterlife. Allah is taking care of you. Allah is going to make it easy for you there. The angels are telling him, don't get scared. وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا, don't grieve over those you're leaving behind, because Allah is going to take care of them too. You rejoice. You be happy. وَأَبْشِرُوا, this paradise arranged for you. This is what Allah promised you. And we are your friends in this world. You joined pious company. That's very, very pertinent. Wherever there's goodness taking place, go there. That's why soon the ijtima is taking place. The dying man begs Allah, Allah, if you send me back, whenever there's good works taking place, Allah, I promise you, I will be there. And oh Allah, I will give for you. The things I love, I'll give for you. فَأَصَّدَّقْ. Chapter 63, you check it up. Everything youngsters want to check up. One scientist said something, we want to check it up. See the translation of this verse, chapter 63. The dying man is saying, Allah, you send me back. Why I'm telling you to check it up is because then it'll remain with us forever. The next time you're going to read chapter 63, you're going to remember this. That the man who's dying is saying, Allah, send me back. I'll give for you. I'll give my time for you, my wealth for you. The things I like, I'll give it for you. And I'll join the pious people. Allah, I'll give my honor for you. Somebody dishonored us. Somebody tried to disgrace us. Make him ma'af for Allah. Allah, I'll give that for you. Interestingly, the name of this chapter is Munafiqeen. And here Allah is telling us to give. In fact, give of what we love for Allah. To give what we don't need is easy. Give the things we like. And the link, when we give what we like and what's close to us for Allah, Allah cleanses us of hypocrisy. فَأَصَّدَّقْ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ Allah, when there's righteous, I'll join. Like the ijtima. What an occasion Allah is giving us. Imagine Allah gave us the ijtima last year in our town. Imagine Allah gives us again. What an amazing blessing it will be for our town. Allah give us tawfiq. Every one of us can make dua. The whole town goes on to a different mode, putting Allah first. As soon as we finish our work, taking a few hours extra, giving it for Allah, coming there, meeting brothers for Allah, making salam to everyone for Allah, making ikram for Allah, talking to each other nicely for Allah, serving for Allah. How amazing. Imagine Allah gives us again. That's an amazing discussion to take place on the 4th of May. Allah can give us, but we have to have talab. We can say, others. For akhirah, we must want for our area, for our community, for our youth. We can ask again. Allah give us tawfiq. So this ijtima is taking place. So the angels say, we are your friends. Why? Because when we join the company where there's angels. But interestingly, at the end of that ayah, the next discussion is how to die with iman. So Allah says, who can be better than he who calls to Allah? Whose words can be better? وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ Whose words can be better than he who calls? So Allah is telling us how great it is to call to Allah. So Allah give us tawfiq. And not only invite to Allah, وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا To do good deeds. And number three, وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ I am from the Muslims. To keep the unity of the ummah. Bring people together for Allah. وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ Then the ayah says, character. When people ill-treat us, how do we react? With kindness. Then Allah says, this is a very, very special quality. One is very fortunate if we have this. Character, inviting people to Allah, doing good deeds, and bringing unity. Then Allah says, definitely shaitan will inject. وَإِمَّا يَنْزَغَنَّكَ If he injects, you turn to Allah. One of the amazing events that happened in this month was the expedition called Uhud. Uhud happened in this month, where the mushrikeen were coming to try and destroy Islam, and the Muslims went to meet them in this battle. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam consulted with his sahaba. He is Allah's Nabi. He's making mashura. Then they decided, we're leaving Medina. We'll meet them outside Medina. Munawwara. In the battle, we all know what happened. During the battle, Muslims were winning. But there was a misunderstanding. Sahaba positioned at a certain post where Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't leave your post. They left that post. And when they left that post, because they felt the battle had ended, now everyone is collecting booty. This was where the mushrikeen found a gap and attacked the Muslims from the rear. And many Sahaba lost their lives in this expedition. But what I want to share was, just before the battle, there was one individual. His name was Bin Ubay. Before the battle, Muslims were 1,000. He got up and said, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't listen to me. I am going. And he tried to split the ummah. He tried to crumble the ummah, fragment the ummah. He is the leader of the hypocrites. And then he goes back to Medina. And the sahaba who became shaheed, you know what he was saying? See, I told them. They were not supposed to go. They wouldn't have died. Allah revealed which chapter concerning this? Surah Ali Imran details this whole event. When Allah decrees our death, that's when we will die. Whether we stay at home or we go for Allah, the time of our death is written already. And the place of our death is also written. That's also in another verse of the Quran Kareem. So Allah Akbar, Allah knows best. Uhud happened in this month. But Muslims didn't leave their post. And many of them lost their lives. They came to Medina. They were injured. The command of Allah came, go again. And what was that expedition? Hamra'ul Asad. In the same surah of the Quran, Ali Imran, Muslims went to Hamra'ul Asad, even though they were injured in the month of Shawwal. They went for Allah. The mushrikeen who were coming back, Allah put fear in their hearts. They didn't make it. And alhamdulillah, Muslims were victorious at Hamra'ul Asad. The Hafiz of the Quran knows, الَّذِينَ اسْتَجَابُوا لِلَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ in the fourth chapter, is this whole Hamra'ul Asad expedition. Okay, to finish off, Allah gave us Ramadan. After Ramadan, let's not go back to where we were before Ramadan. Maybe we were at number 5 out of 10. In Ramadan, we reached 8 and 9. If we can't remain at 8 and 9, at least 7, not back to where we were. Don't let us lose everything we had. Let us remain firm. More tilawah. More sitting for longer in the masjid. Joining the programs of the pious. When there's fikr taking place, sit. There's mashura taking place, sit. There's ta'lim taking place, sit. That same ta'lim, do it in the home. Do more good. Take every day as though it's our last. And then very, very importantly, Allah give us tawfiq. Imagine the ijtima is taking place. Such a gathering. Let us try and be part and parcel. How we'll benefit? It's not far for us. We travel for property. We travel for recreation. We travel, you know, for every different reason. Imagine traveling to be in pious company. That Allah save us from the fitnas of Dajjal. And then lastly, imagine we make dua. Allah give us this year's ijtima towards the end of the year, like last year. Allah gives us in Newcastle. There's no harm in asking Allah. There's no harm in making dua. There's no harm in having a desire for good. Allah give us tawfiq. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.